first by Cold War Kids on Xennial Yearbook. It's the 2014 show. Oh my gosh. I'm your host. I'm Kyle.
I'm Riley, and that album is on my iPod.
Is it?
Yeah. I don't know. I never listened to it.
Do I have that album? I think it's just that song.
I have the album, Dad.
Incredible. You know what? Who am I to say that you don't have the album?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fine. Cool. Yeah, well, what do you think of that? It's a good time.
That's
I like Cold War Kids. As a Cold War kid myself, I like them. Do you know what the Cold War is?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, that's fine. Good. Good deal. I figured you'd touch on it in history sometime this year. Modern U.S. history. World history? You're doing world history. Never mind.
We're going to do it like quarter three, I think.
Q3? The 50s to the 80s? Sounds about right. Yeah. So, yeah, it's the 2014 show for Xennial Yearbook. We've got some good 2014 songs. I was kind of lost because I feel like I just stopped listening to music around this time and just started listening to NPR all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
it's never.
I'm going to have to lean on Riley to usher us through 2014 through 2025. How are we going to do it? I don't know. We'll probably start with one of Riley's picks. This is a song that you may not know, but Riley certainly knows, by some artist that you may know. Riley certainly knows. Some guy named Gerard Way off of the 2014 album Hesitant Alien.
I really like his solo album.
Do you?
It's really good.
You seemed very excited when you saw it at Barnes & Noble one day.
I did. I was about to buy a Waterparks album because I didn't find anything else and I had a gift card. And I was like, oh, I don't want to buy a freaking Waterparks album.
Right.
And I walked out. I was like walking out of the CD section and I just see it on like the new arrivals rack. And I'm like,
what?
What? And then we went to the Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, wow. We did go to the Cheesecake Factory. I don't think I'd been to the Cheesecake Factory in years before then. Probably like in L.A. was the last time I went to the Cheesecake Factory. But yeah, Gerard Way, front man of Toad the Wet Sprocket. I mean, My Chemical Romance.
Why would you say that?
I don't know.
It's not even funny.
No, it's not funny. I'm not funny. Front man of MCR has his, is this his only solo album?
Yeah.
So far. Hesitant Alien. This is Drugstore Perfume.
We swim, you'll drown, but don't move, honey.
Closest thing to Michelle Pfeiffer that you've ever seen. Oh.
Riptide by Vance Joy off of his 2014 album Dream Your Life Away.
I think that's his only song.
No. I think I heard of Vance Joy back when I was in college, like when you were...
When I was like...
Not born?
Two?
No, I was in... No, I think it was when I was in... At Santa Barbara City College, I think. I'll look into it.
Yeah, so Riptide is... Is it a million? 3 billion streams.
Wow.
And then his other songs have like 6 million.
What's his next most popular song?
I don't know any of these.
No, what's the
it's
next?
It's called Mess Is Mine.
Yeah, I don't know that song.
Yeah, no one does.
Anyway, all right. Before that, 5 Seconds of Summer with She Looks So Perfect, an Australian band, Riley tells me.
Yeah, I didn't know they're Australian until like 2 months ago.
Uh-huh.
Until I thrifted like a 5 Seconds of Summer book.
Right.
I'm like,
a book?
Yeah.
Is that the book for kids?
Yeah. And on the cover it says Easy Reading Level 1.
Nice.
And it's really funny. Because it was written in like 2014. And so all their fans were like 10.
Well, it's easy reading. Good for them. Way to branch out.
It's really funny.
Get people to read.
They're posting cryptic messages on Instagram right now.
About what?
Probably another album.
Nice.
It better not freaking suck, because all our music has been, like, really... Like, it's not bad.
Okay.
It's just, like... I don't want to hear it anymore. Can we have, like, old stuff, maybe?
See? You sound like an old person. Can I just have more Pearl Jam, please? Can I have more Foo Fighters, please? I mean, I can, but I don't like it. It's fine. Before that, Drugstore Perfume by Gerard Way. All right. What else happened in... 2014.
I turned 4.
Riley turned 4. Very exciting. Oh, the last DC-10 flight was in February of 2014. DC-10 is an airplane model. It's a McDonnell Douglas DC-10, the successor to the DC-8, launched in 1970, took a commercial flight to 1971, and it flew all the way until 2014. It's just a type of plane.
Okay.
I know, right? How interesting. Remember DC-10s? You don't. But, well, maybe, because you've been on airplanes before you were 4. What else happened? Russia annexed Crimea in 2014.
Did anything interesting happen in 2014?
You know what? Maybe not. But more to come on Russia annexing Crimea in a couple of, I guess, what is this, 2023 show? We'll talk about more of Russia's antics later on. But until then, we're going to play, oh man, another one of Riley's most favorite songs of 2014.
I'm terrified.
If you had asked her when she was 5 years old, this is Walk the Moon.
Oh no.
Oh yeah.
Oh no. Oh my god, I remember my grandma got me a compendium for like my 6th birthday or something.
A compendium?
Yeah, I got like a compendium for kids. It was like
okay.
Fill in, and then it was like, what's your favorite song? And I wrote this.
Nice.
But I didn't even know what the band was, so I just wrote.
Wrote.
I wrote this song.
Nice.
It's been my favorite song for
this
a long
is your
time.
Favorite? It was. I know. This is off their 2014 album, Talking Is Hard. Walk the Moon, and you want to say it? Shut Up and Dance.
Just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back. She said shut up and dance with me. some beat up sneaks. My discotheque, Juliet, teenage dream. I felt it in my chest as she looked at me. I knew we were bound to be together, bound to be together. She took my arm. I don't know how it happened. We took the floor and she said, oh, don't you dare look back. Just keep your eyes on me. I said, you're holding back. She said, shut up and dance with me. This woman is my destiny. She said, ooh, ooh,
Fever by the Black Keys off of their 2014 album Turn Blue. Before that, Walk the Moon with Shut Up and Dance. Good stuff. You know, 2014, maybe you're not so bad.
I thought 2014 was pretty cool.
There you go. See? You, almost...
I got hand, foot, and mouth, though.
Oh!
I didn't like that.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I didn't like that either.
You were at work!
That's fine. All right.
You saw me for like 5 minutes a day.
Something like that. No, more than that. In 2014, yeah. That's when I was like, no, that wasn't when I was taking. I was still at Brooklyn in 2014. 2015 is when I was taking the bus and I was gone like. And then I actually did see you like 5 minutes a day. That's all right. But you
don't
know.
Don't you hate it when your father isn't present in your life?
For like literally 3 months, it was fine. You survived. Everything's fine. We're going to take a quick break and I'll be present in your life for 60 seconds. We'll be back with more Xennial Yearbook. It's the 2014 show right after this.
We're going streaking through the quad and into the gymnasium. Come on, everybody! Come on!
WTBR.
Let's have a party.
Hey friends, if you're looking for some party music, tune in to Polka Express with me, Bill Gustavus, every Wednesday night from 6 to 8, and Sunday mornings from 8 to 10, right here on 89.7 WTBR, Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
Hi, my name is Bill Sturgeon. I am the host of WTBR's Morning Drive. We air every weekday morning, 7:30 to 8:30. The goal of my program is to inform, educate, and have a few chuckles along the way. We have wonderful guests, political, arts, actors, musicians, teachers. I look forward for you to listen in or watch us on PCTV. Thank you.
Mr. Blutowski.
WTBR.
0.0.
A Sky Full of Stars by Coldplay. Off of their 2014 album Ghost Stories. This is Zennial Yearbook. It's the 2014 show. I'm your host, Kyle.
I'm Riley.
That's Riley. Yeah. Who said this is a very 2014 song? And I would agree.
That's like the most 2014 song.
It might be the most 2014
song. We're
talking
about how, like, you hear all this, like music in the clubs now has to be, like, super edited because it, like, has to have, like, the editing, like, a beat drop. But, like, back then, it was just, like, you could just go straight to the clubs.
So right off of the CD, right to the clubs. Listen to Coldplay.
Oh, yeah.
Man, what a day.
Everyone wore Uggs and they were cool.
How times have changed.
They weren't ugly. No pun intended.
Right.
But, like, the cool ones. Oh, yeah.
The cool Uggs.
And leggings.
I get it.
Oh, yeah.
I gotcha. Let's see. Want to talk about anything else, or do you just want to introduce your album, since this is the time in the show? Why don't we just get straight to the music? Okay. Straight to the music.
This is the band we're seeing in January?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe February.
Maybe February.
Maybe not at all. I don't know.
Oh, no. Don't be ridiculous.
Okay. So why don't you introduce this album? This is the album that we play. Yeah,
this is the
time. This is the time in this show where we play three songs off of the same album, and the album is Home Like No Place Is There by The Hotelier. Take it away, Riley.
Yeah, this is The Hotelier. They got some songs. This is like very renowned album. It's not. It should be. It's really good.
Okay.
This is like my most listened to album ever.
Really?
Yeah.
More than Walk the Moon's Talking Is Hard?
I don't think I've listened to that song like when I wanted to.
Oh, okay. All right. Anyway, let's start off with the scope of all of this rebuilding. This is a good song.
Yeah.
By The Hotelier.
Yeah.
Your Deep Rest by The Hotelier.
It's an oronym.
It's an oronym.
You have to say it, but if you don't say it, then you don't realize for a year.
Or more.
Yeah. It's You're Depressed.
You don't spoil it.
Oh my god, it's so embarrassing. It took me so long.
It's all right.
But anyway, that's like the best album ever.
And now you know what an oronym is.
Yeah, Reddit really likes this album. They like really like it. It's weird.
Reddit likes...
I actually found this band on Reddit.
A lot of things.
It's really embarrassing to say, but I did.
Local artist from Worcester, The Hotelier.
If you're a hotelier?
Yeah. They might be in our broadcast range. They're not.
They're not. If you're a hotelier, want to come on the show? Send us a DM.
Yeah, hit us up on Threads.
Zennial Yearbook.
Zennial Yearbook. If you want to talk to Riley on the show, she's your biggest fan. She's such a big fan, she's wearing a Foxing hoodie.
Yeah.
Come
on. I love my adjacent bands. I'm also following everyone in this band on Instagram, except Christian because he's freaking private.
Privet.
I'm trying my best. Also, I have a tape of this album coming from Europe. It's going to be here in like November.
You don't even have a tape player.
I'm so excited.
It's fine. It's your money. Do what you want. Before that, In Framing by The Hotelier. I think I like that song. Is that the song that was the video that was like nothing?
Mm-mm. That was their 2016 album.
Oh, what song was that?
Piano Player.
Really? Anyway, before that, The Scope of All This Rebuilding. 2014's Home Like No Place Is There. And if you say it backwards, there is no place like home. You figured that one out there.
Yeah.
All right.
That house is actually in Charlton, and someone won't take me so I can take a picture of it.
No one will do that. That's far.
It's always like, I'll take you when I go to Treehouse. And then you go to Treehouse, and then he doesn't take me.
Well, we go to Treehouse in Deerfield. There's a closer Treehouse now. It would have to be a special trip all the way to Charlton.
It's not that far. It's like 40 minutes.
It's not 40 minutes. It is 70. I'd say 75 minutes to Treehouse in Charlton.
Okay, whatever.
And then you got to come back. It's far. All right. So we have a little bit of time. Why don't I talk about top TV shows that debuted in 2014, according to IMDb, the Internet Movie Database, that is. Number 5, I don't know this show, The 100, do you know that show?
No.
Number 4, Gotham.
I don't know that show.
I don't know that show either. I know the other three. Number 3 is Fargo. You know Fargo?
Isn't that a movie?
So it was a movie. It is a movie.
It's the one with this guy in the snow.
So the movie takes place in... really like the Minneapolis area, but part of it is most of it takes place in Minnesota. There's like one meetup in Fargo. It's super weird. Anyway, that's a good movie. And the TV show has like, it's one of those shows that has each season is a different story.
Like American Horror Story?
I don't watch American Horror Story.
Me either.
Okay. Good comparison. Number 2, The Flash, which I'd heard of, but I don't think I watched. And number 1, the number 1 show that debuted in 2014, according to the Internet Movie Database, is True Detective.
I don't know any of these freaking shows, man.
Which was a super good show. That's another one of the shows where each season is a different story.
Is that like the thing in 2014?
You know, maybe. It has Haymitch in it. Haymitch from Hunger Games. And the guy from Interstellar. You'd like it.
Which guy?
The main guy. The astronaut guy.
Okay.
I only know him as Wooderson. He's got a real name. Anyway.
Are you sure? He might not.
almost certainly. All right, so let's play a little bit more. 2017 hits. Oh my gosh, another big hit from 2017. You know this song. The song is so good.
2017?
I'm sorry, 2014. Did I say 2017? I must have, because you said I did. Anyway, this song was so big in 2014, I put it on the list 2 times. This is Take Me to Church by Hozier.
My lover's got humor. She's the giggle at a funeral. Knows everybody's disapproval. I should've worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak, a fresh poison each week. We were born sick, you heard them say it. My church offers no absolutes. She tells me worship in the bedroom.
I be sent to is when I'm alone with you. I was born sick, but I love it. Command me to be well. Amen. 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 Take me to church. I'll worship like a dog at the shrine of your light. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that deathless death, the good God. Let me give you my life. Take me to church. I'll worship like a dog at the shrine of your light. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that deathless death, the good God. Let me give you my life. If I'm a pagan of the good time, my love is the sunlight. Keep the goddess on my side. She demands a sacrifice. Drain the whole sea, get some shine.
Oh,
Hey, everyone.
I think they're done now.
Welcome back to Zennial Yearbook.
Welcome. That was Rory by Foxing on Zennial Yearbook. You're listening to Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7. I can't stop talking.
Okay, wait. Never mind. I thought I heard someone else.
You're listening to Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee. Now you can say something.
So I thought I heard... never mind. As of today, Foxing is on hiatus.
Oh, yeah.
After they finished their tour.
Yeah.
They're opening for Coheed and Cambria and Taking Back Sunday.
Okay. Very good.
I would not like to see either of those bands live.
You don't want to see Foxing?
Well, I want to see Foxing. I just don't want to see Taking Back Sunday or Coheed and Cambria.
Well, all right.
Taking Back Sunday sounds like Senses Fail Live now.
So bad?
Yeah.
All right. And before that, before Foxing, we had Hozier with Take Me to Church, a very special 2014 episode. We're going to take a quick minute break. We'll be back with more Zennial Yearbook.
Mexicans, Bigfoot, Koreans,
yep.
Garbage Pail Kids.
We got something for just about everybody.
Hipsters.
WTBR.
People tune in to hear the latest local and national news.
That's not us.
People tune in to hear the latest music.
That's definitely not us.
People tune in to hear political pundits expound on politics.
No, 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 that's not us.
How about people tune in to hear entertaining stories, jokes, odd topics, and laughter?
Oh, yeah, that's us. That's Stuff.
Tune in every Thursday morning at 8:30 to listen to the latest Stuff with Bev Prentice and Lynn Arsenault on 89.7 WTBR-FM.
Larry Krepke here from Nothing But Old 45s, inviting you to check out my brand new show here on WTBR called Sweet Country Music. Some of the best country music ever recorded, like Dolly Parton, Alan Jackson, Patsy Cline, and a lot more. Plus, every show contains a comedy segment that'll put a smile on your face. Sweet Country Music, 11 a.m. Sunday mornings here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Sweet Country Music.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR, Lee.
We'll be right back.
Lazaretto by Jack White on Zennial Yearbook. It's the 2014 show. I'm your host, Kyle.
I'm Riley.
Yeah, we've got a couple more minutes to go. We got the last half hour of the show. What else? What else happened in 2014? Anything interesting?
I graduated preschool.
Ooh, huge, huge, huge news.
I remember graduating preschool.
I do. I remember you graduating preschool. I don't remember me graduating preschool. It happened. It's a thing that happened. Actually, I think you graduated in 2015. Your last year of preschool started in 2014.
Oh, okay. Whatever.
Yeah. So clearly you don't remember it.
I remember starting the bees. We'd do baby beluga, and there'd be like a beluga. There'd be like a toy.
There was a beluga whale?
No, there was like a little stuffed animal. We'd always pass around a circle.
Oh.
But now no one even knows anything.
Oh.
About what? Freaking baby beluga.
It's too bad.
I wonder what how the kids who went to preschool with me are doing. I wonder what they're up to.
We know like one or two of them.
Do we?
Two or three of them. Yeah, a couple. I'm not going to mention their names on the air. But one of them lives down in Connecticut. And one of them you say that you're afraid of.
Oh. Wait, I went to preschool with them?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I'm not sure.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm not.
No, maybe you didn't.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, whatever. Who knows? Anyway, you know what? We'll figure it out. Why don't we play some more music? You know what I have? A special treat. Back-to-back movie soundtrack songs. Oh, yeah. So we'll start it off with... you know what? Before we get to that, I got the top five movies from 2014. According to Box Office Mojo, none of them had either of these songs on it. Let's see if you know any of these movies, Riley. Number five, Transformers: Age of Extinction.
Yeah.
Like, you know it, but you haven't. Have you seen it?
No.
All right. Number four, The Lego Movie.
Yes!
Nice.
That movie's so good.
Starring Chris Pratt, before he was in literally everything. Captain America: Winter Soldier. The Winter Soldier. It's a Marvel movie. It's a household name.
Really?
Number two, The Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 1. I don't think we watched those. Actually, I did watch Part 1, but
no,
I didn't see Part 2.
We watched Mockingjay.
I know we watched Part 1.
We watched all of them.
Maybe we watched them at home.
What happens at the end? I don't know.
Who knows? You don't want to ruin it.
Who hasn't seen Mockingjay?
Part 1
all
or
of our viewers are 70.
Listeners, this is a radio show. Number one, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Also featuring Chris Pratt.
Also featuring Chris Pratt. Oh, man, I forgot to mention, back to TV. I had like an extra thing in the TV section. The TV shows that debuted in 2014, there were three that I liked that weren't on the top five. Silicon Valley, if you ever seen it. It's good. If you know, you know. The Leftovers, which is a great show. I think it was on HBO. It's about a bunch of people who just like disappear for no reason, and then people try to figure out what happened. It's coincidentally it's apparently Rapture Day as we're recording, I think this is at least my third Rapture Day.
What a weird day. Everything weird is happening today.
Very exciting. And another show that started in 2014, BoJack Horseman.
Really?
Yeah. We thought that show started in the 60s?
I kind of thought it started later.
2014. Anyway, enough of us. Back to our movie soundtracks, back to back. We should start doing a back to back something. I don't know what it is. Movie back to back movie soundtrack. This is from Despicable Me 2, Pharrell Williams.
Oh,
with
no.
Happy.
No.
Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because
Immortals from the Big Hero 6 original motion picture soundtrack. This is Fallout Boy.
I'm tired of pretending this song isn't really good.
All right.
This song's so good. It's just, I'm like, my God. Everyone is like, all the fans of this album also like really like Imagine Dragons, and it's really bad.
So whenever
you listen to this album, you get a bunch of Imagine Dragons in your recommendations.
You mean the Big Hero 6 original motion picture soundtrack?
No.
From 2014?
Oh, yeah, that. Not the other one.
Yeah.
Not anything else.
Right. So next week, maybe we'll hear another Fall Out Boy song.
Maybe this song.
Gosh, this song? There aren't three other songs?
We can do three other songs.
We'll figure it out. Or maybe just one other song. We'll do a different album. Yeah, them's fighting words. Before that, we had Happy from the Despicable Me 2 album. Original motion picture soundtrack, I should say. Also off of Pharrell Williams' album, Girl. What else happened in 2014? Oh, the One World Trade Center opened in New York City.
I remember when I was like 4 and I was too sick to go to preschool, and so Mom took me to work with her, and I watched Big Hero 6 under her desk on that red tablet.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. It was nice. Great.
I remember when you thought San Francisco was like a real place.
Okay, so I literally thought it was, I thought it was Japantown until like maybe last year.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a fake city. Or it's like a mashup between Tokyo and San Francisco. But I didn't even know.
I realized it was like super in the future.
It's also okay? super
so
in
I
the future.
So I actually hadn't seen that movie in 10 years.
That's fine. I don't even know what continent that city is on. It's hard to tell. Is the bridge there?
The bridge is there.
All right. It's probably just amped up San Francisco in the future. Anyway, we have a little bit more time. Let's play some more songs. This is a band that I've never heard of called I'm Glad It's You with a song called Curbside.
Thank you. forgot that disco sucks. I ended up with nobody and I started feeling dumb. Maybe I should play the lead guitar and Pat should play the drums. Take me back, back to the shack, back to the strap with the lightning strap. Kicking the door, more hardcore, rocking out like it's 94. Let's turn up the radio, turn off those stupid singing shows. I know where we need to go, back to the shack. I finally settled down with my girl and I made up with my dad. Had to go and make a few mistakes so I could find out who I am. These feelings out, even if it means I fail. Cause this is what I was meant to do, and you can't put that on sale. Take me back, back to the shack, back to the strat with the lightning strap. Kicking the door, more hardcore, rocking out like it's 94. Let's turn up the radio, turn off those stupid singing shows. I know where we need to go, back to the shack.
Back to the Shack with Weezer off of their 2014 album, Everything Will Be All Right in the End. Before that, I'm Glad It's You with Curbside off of their 2014 album, June. What do you know about Curbside?
It's an EP.
Oh, my, excuse me.
And actually, the band is I'm Glad It's You.
Is it?
Someone didn't do their research.
The band, I'm looking right at it. I said I'm Glad It's You with Curbside.
Oh, I thought you said by Curbside.
I might have. It doesn't
you
matter.
Did.
Anyway.
I don't know. I don't know anything about them. I just like their little... I like that EP. It's cool.
All right.
There's some cool songs.
Very good. Yeah, people are doing EPs now, thanks to Spotify. You don't have to make a whole album. You don't have to go to the studio and make a whole album. You can just make an album and jam it on Spotify. Say you're done.
I own so many EPs. I literally have like five.
Like five discs?
Yeah.
Wow.
I have like a Nine Inch Nails one.
Right.
I have Marilyn Manson. I have Blink-182. I think the rest I have are singles, but
okay.
People used to freaking make EPs.
No, they did. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
What are you talking about?
Riley's right. Anyway, now that Riley's right, thanks everyone for listening this week. This is the 2014 show on Zennial Yearbook. If you like what you heard, come back next week. We'll probably do 2015 and then keep doing that for the next 11 weeks. And then we'll be out of weeks. We'll have to do something else. You can find us on Apple Podcasts. If you want to hear some of our earlier stuff when we didn't know what we were doing. Yeah, it's good. Good stuff.
Mm.
Zennial Yearbook. That's Zennial with an X. Last song is 2014's The Black Market, that album by Rise Against. This is I Don't Want to Be Here Anymore. We will see you next week.